Once again, welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, glad to be your hosts. Hope you have a fantastic day and hope that you keep listening to this great radio station. Today, I've got something from Kip Marilyn Sorley called Once I Was a Cowboy. And then we'll see what Kim's going to throw in there for The Good Stuff today as well.
Well, I'm not exactly sure where this came from, but it's a politically correct New Year greeting message. So you can have it ready. When it's time for the new year, you can get it out on time.
Get prepared then.
That's right.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the Cherry County area. Of course, coming up this weekend, we've got the Caden Haddock concert going on the Bunkhouse Saloon, sponsored by several local businesses. Next weekend, it is going to be Cowboy Fast Draw, 3 days of Cowboy Fast Draw shooting in the Heart City Roundup. So check that out as well. And while you're here, might as well check out the stars, the river, the lakes, everything else. Go to visitvalentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. It's a reliable source for agriculture news. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agriculture news. Market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, egg politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, actually, really, honestly, nationwide. TSLN.com is where you subscribe. Do it today.
This is from Kip Sorley. Once I was a cowboy. Once I was a cowboy, I ranged where most would not, beyond both fence and road, through seasons cold and hot. But that was long ago, when campfire kept me warm, when bedroll kept me dry, and slicker repelled the storm. That was long ago, when heat parched me and hoarse, on prairie with no shade, far from a water source. Yes, that was long ago, when horse and me were one, from long before daylight to after setting sun. Yeah, that was long ago, back when I learned the code and earned my calloused seat beyond both fence and robe. Wow, that was long ago, but times will come again when young boys learn a code that turns them into men. 100 years from now, from genes time can't destroy, will come the humble words, once I was a cowboy. From Kip Sorley for The Good Stuff today.
I like that. Politically correct New Year greeting message. Please accept with no obligation, implied or implicit, my best wishes for an environmentally conscious, socially responsible, low-stress, non-addictive, gender-neutral celebration of the summer solstice holiday. Practiced with the most enjoyable traditions of religious persuasion or secular practices of your choice with respect for the religious, secular persuasions and or traditions of others, or their choice not to practice religious or secular traditions at all. I also wish you a fiscally successful, personally fulfilling, and medically uncomplicated recognition of the onset of the generally accepted calendar year 2026, but not without due respect for the calendar of choice of other cultures whose contributions to society have helped make our country great. Not to imply that our country is necessarily greater than any other country, and without regard to race, creed, color, age, physical ability, religious faith, or sexual preferences of the wishee. By accepting this greeting, you are accepting these terms. This greeting is subject to clarification or withdrawal. It is freely transferable with no alteration to the original greeting. It implies no promise by the wisher to actually implement any of the wishes for her or him or others is void where prohibited by law and is revocable at the sole discretion of the wisher. The wish is warranted to perform as expected within the usual application of good tidings for a period of 1 year or until the issuance of the new wish at the sole discretion of the wisher. Best regards, without prejudice, name withheld. The Privacy Act.
Got a HIPAA thing going there.
I guess so. So there you go. That's one way of saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to great radio stations like Baker, Montana, 960 KFLN AM Radio. I'm going to leave you with some product and company slogans that really never quite caught on too well. MTV, loud and easy to spell. Saks Fifth Avenue. You could shop here if you're poor, but that would be stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's the one I like. Daisy Air Rifles, keeping kids off your lawn for over 40 years.
Oh, my.
Canon photocopiers. Call them photocopiers. We got printers and everything. Anyway,
yes, right.
Anyway, from Canon. Quit calling them Xeroxes. Dang it.
Canon doesn't like that at all.
From Apple Macintosh. Hey, we thought of it first. And folks, thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.